There we are. We're recording. I just want to let you know that this is a dangerous world for Christians. And you can think of it this way. If the United States and Western European nations were to lose their strength and powers, think about what would happen if you're a Christian. I'm sure you're all aware of this gentleman in the pastor in Iran. It is a crime to be a Christian in Iran. And they're asking him, and primarily a major crime for a person to, to switch from being a Muslim, and he converted to Christianity, and he's brought on the sentence of death. And they will kill him and probably his kids and his family, his wife. And that's how they do. Because I had a Muslim client who's no longer paying attention to the Muslim religion. She doesn't go to any mosque or anything. She doesn't even care about it. Said to me that she feared leaving the church, or the religion, the Islam religion, because if she did, her fear was that they would kill her and her children. She wasn't so fearful for herself, but for her children. And they will kill them. So this is a kind of a situation. And then in a lot of parts, in Saudi Arabia, it's not welcome. You being a Christian is not welcome. Other places, being a Christian is not welcome. They consider you an infidel. Some places have some tolerance to Christianity, especially around in Jerusalem and so on, where Muslims and Christians live side by side. But in some countries where it's completely dominated by a Muslim power, then Christianity is not accepted. And they don't want it, and they want to hurt you if you're a Christian. So this is the world we live in today. Being a Christian can be dangerous to your health. So I wonder, how many of us, this man has been asked to recant, and he said no, and he faces the death sentence. They're going to hang him, and I think they're going to do something to his kids and all that. So he has a choice. Do you want to recant? Do you want to deny Jesus Christ? Or do you want to die? So, it's kind of a terrible world. And of course, we as the United States of America have gotten to the place where we are almost impotent. We have all this power. We have all these nuclear weapons. We have all these nuclear subs. We have all these drones. We have all these things. But when a nation defies us, we can't do anything about it. We don't do anything about it. We won't do anything about it. Because what can we do? There's nothing we can do. And even with all our power, we are powerless because we won't use it. What good is power if you don't use it, right? So here we are in our world today, and yet we can't use the power we have. We just don't know what to do with it. And nobody in the world would say, you want to drop a bomb on the whole nation, and we can't, Thankfully, we've got some of this technology, like that drone that got this al-Awlaki and killed him and a couple of his friends, people who work with him. But we've got these drones now that can seem to seek out and sight a place when we get information. Bang, we just drop something and shoot a rocket or whatever and pinpoint it, and we can kill some of the al-Qaeda people. So as a nation, nevertheless, we have to expend a lot of manpower and a lot, oftentimes, like in Afghanistan. Now we're pulling out. We're going to pull out, and everyone says the Taliban will be right back in. They will be in Iraq, and they will be in Afghanistan as soon as we pull out. We're going to leave all our stuff. We're finally leaving, and after 10 years of war, we're probably going to give it up, and what good did it do? So here we are. I guess it did some good because we have not had an attack on our soil, although we are lucky because we just barely caught some of these people who would have attacked us had they been successful. had the bomb in New York City, Times Square, been successful, we would have been talking about it. It would have been a stock market crash even worse than it does. We would have been talking about that in the news. It would have been all over the place. And you and I would have marked that day even greater than 9/11. Because it was right there again, somebody bombing. And then we had other people that tried to bomb different places, and they've been caught. And a couple of them, it was because of their own incompetence. They weren't even caught. It was because of their own incompetence that they couldn't do it. So here's where we are. We have a world in which we as the United States are definitely the strongest nation in the world. But what good is it? Because we won't do anything, and nobody in the world, we're going to say we're going to go against this nation. And now they, our enemies, have figured out we won't do anything if they don't, you know, amass, if the nation itself, their nation, doesn't completely come at us and try to kill us. We won't do anything.